Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's 9:32, aka 28 minutes left to the hour of 10. And at 10, we cross over to the High Court, aka to what here on what we on Mind the Gap like to call in the matter between Professor Redline versus Advocate Breathalyzer. Now, that's for my English audience. For my Afrikaans audience, goeiemôre alles, Afrikaans praters. That means Afrikaans speakers, right? Afrikaans praters, ons begin with ons show, Iso van Eagle FM, Mind the Gap. Yeah, Mind the, not Gap, Mind the Gap. And, we shall proceed tot 10 ire, and then we cross over by the High Court where the case van matter van Professor Rui Lane nailed that one this Advocate, what's breathalyzer in Afrikaans? Breathalyzer. Yep, got it. And for those of you that don't understand neither language, mathikithikomawa, namtambra ku makura andoetu, or I have no idea what Mind the Gap in my language is. Mara pavili thadi kuminenga tu mutuare ku ku hofa odi thaku enda po kushua pavili thadi kumi hofa tho moraini au kihu. Yeah. If there's a mbukushu listening out there, they're on the floor. Now, and for my Oshu Wambo speakers, yeah, you're welcome to Mind the Gap. And it atu crossing a ko red line case ko High Court po viri yo that's rukwangali straight up it just popped up believe me time yo 10 o'clock I mean all you just have to do is take an English word and add an A to it and it's most likely to be in a Shwambo and Zambezi, on the other hand, you know, Zambezians and Oshuambo speakers have one thing, you know, have something in common. Most of the English words, if you just take any English word and add a at the end, o at the beginning, or a and a o at the beginning, o at the beginning, O at the beginning and A at the end, most likely to sound very Oshwambo. Or encyclopedia. Or red line. There you go. In Zambezi, on the other hand, it's a completely, you know, it's mostly in the beginning. At the beginning of the word, they just add the word I. Ibredi. Imoto. I cell phone. Come on, guys. Just speak English. And last time I listened to Suzuma Salicho, I discovered that about 45% of the show is done in English. Now, for those that understand, Tswana and a little bit of Sotho, chances are very high you can enjoy Suzuma Salicho without a translator. And if you are, if you are married to one, even better. Nothing beats University of Pillow. But 24 minutes left to the hour of 10, and that's when we just pointed out that we are crossing over to the High Court, that is to listen to where we, how do I put this? This is more of a discussion of, you know what, Your Honor, this is now the Ministry of this is now the Minister of Agriculture side. Your Honor, these people have not provided any evidence to support your case. We feel pity for you here, Your Honor. Just come on, just dismiss the case. And well, we can imagine they are going to be some opposition tit for tat. But I think it's gonna be boring, at least for me as a comedian, because well, there's no cross examination. I liked cross examination. And I like to listen. I enjoyed listening to Mr. Stein. Your Honor, can you please help me here? After asking a question 1,000 times, he was told to be very careful of the questions that you ask. And after, 3-4 days of being tortured on the stand, not being cross-examined, being crucified-examined, Job decided to end with a bang by saying, you know what, by using Brother Eliza as an example for someone who was alleged and okay, for someone who challenged the very same thing in the court of law and won. Don't you just love Land of the Brave? Oh, speaking of Land of the Brave, it's a time has come for us to show our bravery. We have just donated 80-something million to the, peacekeeping missions in DRC. And my fear is that, well, we start donating money, next thing you know, we are donating soldiers. And at this point, I'm like, which can be very confusing now if you are in the, if you are a soldier. And you are looking at the unemployment statistics and looking at what's going on in DRC. It's like, do I quit? If I quit, unemployment statistics go kill me. If I stay in this line and then next thing you know, let's go to DRC. Another trouble. Talk about being between a rock and a hard place. Let's just hope it doesn't get to, it doesn't, we don't find ourselves having, being forced to make that decision. We know we are Land of the Brave. But one thing we have established is that we are terrible at doing pretty much everything illegal, especially stealing, let alone war. Henry Ford once observed that, "Show me who makes money from a war, and I will tell you how to stop that war." So every time there's a military conflict somewhere, a lot of people become very focused on what President So is saying, Forget those idiots. Forget those. Find out which companies are operating in this region and who are the shareholders and CEOs and board of directors, and this board of directors, who are their friends in parliament of the respective countries. Problem solved. You see that, okay, this company is operating in this region, conflict-torn region. So this company, this and this and this and these guys are the, are the shareholders. So this and these ones are the shareholders, and these guys live in this country. And last time, on several occasions now, this shareholder have been seen playing tennis and golf with this politician. This politician, in parliament, advocated for the passing of this bill, which would benefit anyone that operates in this. It's not rocket science, really. Like I always point out, guys, if a comedian can figure it out, sitting with a, with my live stream off because of the expected interruption at 10, it's not that difficult. But what I don't understand is everyone is so hell-bent on just, sending in soldiers to fight. To fight what? One book that I would actually recommend, it's about 30-something pages. That's how small it is. War is a Racket by Major General Smedley Butler of the Marine Corps, United States. This is an army general that basically scoured the world on private, to defend private interest in the name of quote-unquote democracy. After he retired, as they always do, he wrote a book that if you read it, you'll understand that sending an army to a military conflict is not the solution. Find out who is making money from the conflict, and then you will know how to solve the problem. Now, the reason why I quoted Henry Ford and actually why I agree with him is it's simple. He said it, he should know, because he made a lot of money from Second World War Nazi Germany. That was basically Henry Ford telling us that, whatever you people think you know about war, you don't. Find out who is making money from the war, and then you will figure out how to solve it. If you just focus on who is verbositing what, you're just wasting your time. I know. Okay, now, schedule for tomorrow, MTC Maris Cup. Unbelievable. And now we have Ongos versus Young African at 2, Unam versus, you have Mighty Gunners, Buccaneers, Buccaneers, you guys, that 3-0 for with Julinho, I don't like you guys, because you kicked our behind. Looks like we have a weekend ahead of us that is, going to be full of events. Although I know that it's one of those things that we just, one of those events that a lot of us will attend 50% sober since it's month end. Now, for those of you that did not get your eVillager newspaper, the way to get it is to send via WhatsApp the word subscribe to 081-200-4144. 081-200-4144. And save the number so you are not a stranger. That is how you subscribe to the eVillager. Now, upon subscription, every Monday, Wednesday, and that's via WhatsApp. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you'll be receiving an update of what is going on in your country via a notification is straight in your inbox, and straight up in your inbox, and you won't have to pay for it as long as you have a decent internet connection. You're good. Now, the reason why you should subscribe is as follow. Oh, dear. The reason why you should subscribe is so you have an update over what's going on. Yeah, so you have an update over what's going on in your country. Community projects needed to eliminate unemployment in Kavango West. That's also in the eVillager. Namwater slammed for sidelining local contractors. That's a very good one. I'm not sure what standard we have in place, because I don't know whether to side with with local contractors or against them, and let me explain. This is an article by Dolly Menas in the eVillager that is basically pointing out something that we have all been whispering in very harsh tones. And that's the Construction Industry Federation of Namibia, CIF, has criticized Namibia Water Corporation, NamWater, for favoring foreign contractors, arguing that this practice undermines the growth and sustainability of the local construction industry. Now, here's the thing. We have construction standards, right? Well, they're not ours. SABS. Yeah, so, SABS, right? South African standards. Which again is another reason why I keep saying Namibia and South Africa. Every time people say Namibia and South Africa, I'm like, so you mean South Africa? Because economically, we are just, we are one, no? We won. Decided to come together because they have a lot of things, they have one thing in common. That's, well, they're all into construction. They're saying, NamWater is sidelining us in favor of foreign construction companies. Now, there are a lot of reasons why that can take place. Reason number one, brown envelope. Reason number two, standards. Standards. If we say that you are going to build a bridge, for example, do you have the standards of building a quality bridge? Now, that's the 50% of my blame, that's my reason for standing in between, on the fence on this one. Now, the first thing is if local construction companies are not, failing to meet the standards of some projects, how do we help them get there? Are we doing something? Or we are just saying, you know what, every time we have minor construction projects, we give these ones. Every time we have those major ones, the multi-billion dollar ones, no, I don't think these ones can actually do it because, well, they are not there yet. We'll just get some, foreign company to come and do it. This is for those of you that are avid listeners of the Home Run Show, thank you very much. Then you know that at some point, basically, I think more than once, Dwight likes to use, for some reason, Divundu. And, it's Nkurunkuru more. But, at some point he used Divundu as an example. We're having a conversation around local content. I think that was local content policy. That if a bank, for example, or any entity, public or private, wants to build a structure in Divundu, the first thing they will the first thing you'd expect them to do is to look around and see if there is a local individual that can be able to take up the project. Now, if there is none, they are not going to lower their standards to meet. They are not going to lower their standards to accommodate a small construction company owned by Mahongo Incorporated. They are obviously going to maintain the standard and find someone in Windhoek or in Karas or Nishakati that meets those standards. I think all I'm saying is Namota can easily make that argument. That's one thing I like about my discipline. We stand on the fence, and then we pick the side of the person that gives us money. When you give us money, we side with you wholeheartedly. Even if you're the one that stole that particular thing, we'll be like, no, my client, he stole. What? I have no idea he stole. Meanwhile, the whole time, before I came to court, I'm the one that destroyed the evidence. And I will show up in court and tell, Your Honor, my client stealing, outrageous. That's one of those things, by the way. That's preposterous. My client does not have an evil fiber in his body. Yeah, right. Moving on. Let's just dive a little bit deeper into that now, shall we? Not in the stealing, on the whole construction part, because unemployment is one of the problems that we are basically, grappling with as a country. Now, this then, the construction industry makes a lot of money. Construction industry is a multi-million dollar industry, so multi-billion dollar basically. So the bigger the project, the more the money. So if we are taking all the big projects with large paychecks and giving them to foreigners, then that's a problem we really should fix. Because that's something that we should actually focus on localizing. If you can localize it, you get to keep the big check. If you can't localize it, you get to ship everything. It's not rocket science. Quick break. Mind the Gap with Helmut. We'll continue on the other side. Do local construction companies meet the standards that we want them to, meet global standards or whatever standards that's making us bring in foreign guys? if they are not meeting them, how do we get them to meet the requirements? Because the goal is to, you know, the goal is to boost local economy. Now, you can't boost the local economy by shipping, by giving all the big projects to foreign to foreign companies, and all the small ones, you just give the small ones. You give to local ones. I'm not a construction or an economics expert, but that doesn't sound like you are headed about things the right way. Quick break. We'll continue on the other side.
Lipurane ngeno wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora estatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa nora estatu natu bali o estatu atatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Good morning and welcome back, and thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, just working on the tech that will enable yours truly here to cross over quickly to the High Court once the court debate starts. Why am I busy looking for verbosity? Now, the High Court proceeding in the veterinary court and fence red line case continued before Judge Shifimana Witele. Activist Job Ampanda wants the court to declare the erection of the red line unconstitutional, and further seeks to prevent authorities from confiscating meat and mangoes products being transported from northern Namibia. The government is opposing the application. Yeah. So, we're still there. So, from the timing and everything, we start at exactly 10 o'clock. So, expect an interruption at any moment now. We have all our focus on what's going on in DRC, as we should, but I think that's just fully grown men and women just not coming to terms with. You know, I'm still going to argue that a lot of people are making money out of that conflict, so they would rather have it continue than not continue. Because, well, someone has a house in in Switzerland that needs $10,000 rent US per day, and they want to maintain it. So for them to pay for it, they must be in the pockets of some Western multinational guys. I'm still with Henry Ford on this one. Show me how to show me who makes money from a war, and I will show you how to stop that war. And in other news, maize ban on ban on maize seeds import to remain. This one, okay. Now a ban. By this is an article also in the Villager by Justicia Shipena. A ban imposed on the importation of maize seeds intended for planting by the government will remain in place until further notice. This was announced by the Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform after it reversed a decision to restrict the imports of maize products, palm, and palm products from Sweet Africa. Remember, we are Sweet Vest Africa. Where? That was before we, set with conciliation. Our finding indicates that gross wilt primarily affects maize seeds rather than the grain itself, while measures for bud rot in palms will be adjusted accordingly. That's the ministry basically addressing the whole issue. Now you can find the full article in the Villager. Namibia underutilizing youth demographic dividends. Yeah. True that. We head over to the we are set with the live stream. We can start. We're gonna start at any moment. Okay, I'm not dead, still alive and kicking. Just I don't wanna take a break yet because we have one coming up in just a few seconds. Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, ready to cross over to the Job Ampanda vs Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform case. We're going to take a quick break in just 8 seconds and counting down, then we'll proceed accordingly on the other side. Stay tuned.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmut. Let's keep ourselves busy while for the time that we wait for them. Questionable unemployment stats may impact national planning. Political parties accuse NSA, that's Namibian Statistics Agency, of cooking data eroding trust. You all remember when was that the the Zambian foreign minister last year that went viral it wasn't really him. There was a video that went viral that has that was showing a table with a stack of money and a written note that they had the honorable minister's name on, and that went viral, and to the point I think the minister was basically forced to resign. Now, your honorable minister was forced to resign. The first person, among the people that came to criticize the man for corruption was the former president Edgar Lungu, of which I was like, should you really be doing that? I mean, that's like me working for Eagle FM. I talk for a living, literally, going to IOM radio and then telling Sally that she talks too much. I mean, what? Are we just doing the exact same thing? I'm just saying It's like you know, it's like a demon. I mean, it's like the devil telling a demon that, well, it's evil. The question is, where the heck do you think I got it? Now, it's well, I'm just saying, politicians basically accusing someone of cooking something. It's all politicians do is cook stuff. Chances are very high these whole comments are all cooked. With the use of AI, with ChatGPT. Okay, now it's DeepSeek. You can cook pretty much. All you just have to do is open it and start to, you know, look for ways to criticize everything and you can do it. Now, to be fair, it's not only political parties that are questioning it, also including ordinary citizens. So, but then again, can someone please provide us with with alternative? And thank God to freedom of speech. We can do this. Various political parties fear the recent unemployment statistics released by the Namibian Statistics Agency, NSA, could affect the country's planning and budgeting for job creation. Yeah, right. Quick break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. Now, using that example, I'm looking at all these political parties basically cooking, political parties cooking each other and going, political parties saying that the NSA cooked the election, election result, cooked the labor force survey stats. They could not have. Will we ever know? It's hard to tell at this point. Hard to tell. And also, well, in other news, for those of you that missed it, judgment on Shangala's Wi-Fi request is set for Valentine's Day. Sorry. The Windhoek High Court has reserved judgment in a matter former Honorable Verbosity is demanding Wi-Fi access for himself and his co-accused during their trial. Judge Witele postponed the judgment to 14 February 2025. What a way to celebrate Valentine's Day! And I'm picturing Judge Witele on this day going, because everyone has the right to have, because access to the internet is a human right, the motion for Honorable Verbosity and co-accused to have access to the internet behind bars is therefore, has passed. And let them have Wi-Fi. Let there be Wi-Fi. Now, the question I'm just asking is, at some point, if my memory serves me correctly, the same guys asked for conjugal visits. Now, I don't know how that ended, but I don't think it went as, the way that they wanted it to. So they decided, well, if we can't have conjugal visits, how about the internet? Because it can also come in handy sometimes. Literally handy sometimes. If you don't understand that, you are going straight to heaven when you die. That is, Muslim heaven, Christian heaven, Buddhism heaven, you're going to one. Now, but if you understand that, you and I, We go see heaven. Have you once? Have you once? Heaven, gone. So let's see how that turns out. At the top of my head, I wish this motion goes through and they are given the right to basically access the internet. And the judge goes, says something like, access to the internet is granted. The motion for giving them access to the internet is granted. Happy Valentine's Day, Mr. Shangala, and others, and pretty much everyone behind bars. Let's say, who is going to have access now? Who is not going to have access? Is it for everyone, or is it only for those ones that were former VVIPs? Because if it's for everyone, then you can imagine the most visited website is going to be. Let's stop there. 9 minutes past the hour of 10. Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Oh dear. I know. It's access to the motion for access to the internet is granted. Or motion for accessing for access to the internet is denied. That shall happen in 15 days. Recent rains not enough to trigger flash floods in the north. In the north, hydrologists say, why didn't they do the same thing for Ardelan? Someone should have foretold this prophet. Oh, sexual abuse scandal. Johnny Smith, Jeremy Conlett, and the shame of the Anglican Church. And I don't know, there's something about, man of God and, sexual fantasies, I swear. I don't understand why. All I'm saying is, in the very same way that you are, when you are, how about this? How your body tells you what it needs. When you are hungry, is your body telling you go to the fridge and eat something? When you are thirsty, is your body telling you that go and drink water? When you wake up in the morning with a concrete block in your trousers, is your body telling you find someone, ask them out peacefully? You may have to bribe them with danged wings. Not talking from experience, but the point is, sitting there and just pretending like it's not happening, it's not the way to solve the problem. That's waging war with Mother Nature, and everyone knows that every time man wages war with nature, nature always emerges victorious. I'm just saying, nature will always emerge victorious. Just sitting there and pretending like you are not having edges. I mean, you can pretend. Go ahead and pretend, because those of us that know how to listen to Mother Nature, we are not pretending anything. We'll just be there like, madam, there's this small favor. Please, I'm on my knees. Namibia's fight against arbitrary arrest. It means, being arrested without following the unlawful arrest. I don't know why they like to use all these jargons. Concerns were recently raised about the increasing number of arbitrary, arrest and detention in Namibia, with many individuals claiming to have been detained without just a cause or due process. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, these actions have prompted public outcry, and many are seeking clarity on how the law can protect their rights. Unlawful arrest refers to the detention of an individual without legal basis or valid reasons, while arbitrary detention occurs when when someone is held in custody. Basically, arbitrary arrest is arbitrary detention. It's the same thing. You are not arrested according to what the law says. It's unlawful. Inverit arbitrary wati.
At this point, I'm just going. I don't know why we like, you know, I don't know why we like verbosity. Just use simple language. Or now, for you to come out as, Construction Federation accuses, this one is on, it's on multiple papers. Construction Federation accuses Namwota of poor procurement practices. That's the first one that we basically covered in our wonderful villager of them being accused to favoring foreign construction companies over the local ones. You know, every time you want to build a small bridge, like between Hyper and why did I use Hyper? That was a terrible example. Across a ditch, give that tender to a local construction company. But if you are building a bridge across a river, give that tender to a foreign company. And Namibians are not happy, as you'd expect. AI apocalypse, these jobs are being phased out due to technology. As technology continues to advance, especially artificial intelligence, some careers are declining at a concerning rate, leaving professionals in these cases in precarious, dangerous state and with no certain the case have started, so let's cross over now, shall we?
Tulisama dimbogo ke pampepo zegura sumbango dias ep eziza singo na malisinta kana kupanare taninaga kumape moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo kumaoko uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbangu dias ep pampepo guana sumbangu sospe sa imba ep zuvainyami mokara mtetin sume kusumbangu isi guana karuhan pepo kumarsumo pa internet meke lioge kuruganesa cellphone ndinkenyi kara onopukuru kasi sumbangu sospe aso wasuwa pukura sa imba ep aso kuretisa po